At the movies this week, we'll discover a not-so-heroic addition to Marvel's Band of Heroes. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. Last summer, Spider-Man finally became a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe with his own fun-filled and action-packed superhero thriller, Spider-Man Homecoming. Now, one of Spidey's biggest rivals gets his own anti-hero adventure in Venom. Venom stars Tom Hardy as investigative reporter Eddie Brock. When Eddie has the opportunity to interview Riz Ahmed's Carlton Drake, the CEO of a company known for battling cancer using gene therapy, he can't help but turn the fluff piece into an investigation. Months later, when he's approached with information that confirms his suspicions, Eddie breaks into the lab, only to have his body, and sometimes his brain, taken over by a powerful alien life form that turns him superhuman. Now, Venom is a vicious creature who terrorizes the city, eating people along the way. Yet, despite being one of Spider-Man's greatest rivals, he's actually an intriguingly complex character. After all, the host of this dark, scary alien monster is a reporter who's constantly digging for the truth. That causes an interesting battle that wages within Eddie's body. Meanwhile, though the film may look dark and fierce, it's often surprisingly funny. Eddie is a down-and-out reporter who just happens to stumble into the situation, and he's appropriately shocked and mortified when he's overtaken by this pushy and incredibly violent alien being. As the two demolish their way through San Francisco, Eddie does so against his will, usually yelling and shrieking as he goes. Granted, this film isn't quite up to the typical Marvel standards. The build-up isn't especially thrilling, and Hardy's castmates are generally pretty bland. But Hardy alone makes for an entertaining and eventually action-packed installment. But is it worth connecting with this otherworldly duo? It could be. Venom probably won't be included on any list of the best films in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but it's still an entertaining and unexpectedly fun-filled adventure, thanks to its lovable star. It gets a B-. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. As is often the case, Tom Hardy has said that he took on the role of Eddie Brock to impress his son. Hardy's 10-year-old son Louis is a fan of Venom, so he was able to help his dad prepare for the role. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga in A Star Is Born, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.